but worth it.
Evanescence Who.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
I
like
to save that one.
Hold on. It's more. Yeah, that was good. That was good. All right.
Send that one to me so I can jam to it.
All right. All right. There's so many. I just made hundreds in one day. All right. So, obviously, Suno can do full songs now. It's actually pretty good. I've been having a lot of fun with it. I suggest you have fun with it, too, before the lawsuits come, because these are getting good. And people are going to be like, oh, shit, I'm actually kind of worried now. So, when they were doing, like, the small 1 minute or, you know, a couple seconds, yeah. But now it's like, oh, this is 3 minutes. They can do about the length of a regular pop song. And if you don't believe me, go to Rolling Stone right now and look up the, no, it's not Rolling Stone, Billboard. Look up the top song lengths on Billboard. You'll find they're all within 3 and 4 minutes. So, they can pretty much do those songs. All right. So, all right, guys, let me switch things up a little bit to our normal old little thing. And we'll go into... Turn this down a little bit, because it's going to be a little loud. I'll do more show prep later, but, you know, as I've been talking, I've been overworked. Anyway, let's get this started. Ah, there we are. Okay, so, New York Post. Teacher admits having sex with 16-year-old boy. Okay, this is something we all know is going on, but there's a twist. Leaving claw marks on his back as other students served as lookouts. I mean, quick, teach! Whoa, he's coming!
He's coming, pull out!
Really?
I mean, that's a tough one if you're in the middle of it. I'm sorry. I was in the middle of sex, I knew people were coming. I'm like, let me finish. I can't help myself. I'm an animal.
She pleaded guilty on September 6th to sexual contact with a student. Charged and sentenced to prison for the next 4 years.
They are always, not always, but yeah. I would say 98% of the time they are gorgeous. And like, why are they going for these underage kids? They could find anybody, really, if they got a good
because
attitude.
Because that's their fucking thing. That's literally their fucking thing. That's
you never
what they
see
want.
Like handsome multimillionaire pedos. Or
yeah. All right. So we're gonna go through this whole thing. So a Missouri math teacher is likely headed to prison after admitting last week that she had had sex with a 16-year-old student while other students served as her lookouts, and the boy's dad still faces felony charges for allegedly condoning the disturbing relationship.
Ahoy.
Haley Clifton Carmack, 26, was arrested in January after a student reported their illicit relationship to a school resource officer, then showed cops a photo of the scratches she left on her victim's back. Mm. On Friday, she pleaded guilty to sexual contact with a student. See, they go all fucking crazy. I bet she never did the claw marks on the back to any man she's been with, but when it comes to this 16-year-old boy,
well, you know
that's
what
she
say.
Was really after.
26, chokes on dicks. 27, goes to heaven.
On Friday, she pleaded guilty to sexual contact with the student, a charge that could imprison her, for the next 4 years. The plea deal let her avoid other serious charges, including statutory rape, child molestation, and child endangerment. The tarnished teacher will now be on house arrest until October 11th.
Say
which
the
is
tarnished teacher?
The tardish.
Oh, tardish.
It's, remember, New York Post is like, maybe you, British?
Oh.
The boys.
So she's not fully retarded, she's just tardish.
The boy's dad, Mark Creighton, has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child since he allegedly knew about the affair but didn't report it.
I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. That's what I could feel. I mean,
Miss Carmack would be my favorite teacher.
But that case is on hold until after Clifton Carmack's sentencing in Pulaski County, Missouri, according to the county's prosecuting attorney, Kevin S. Hillman. Position, high school math. Years in service, first year, family. I have a husband, Chance, and I bet he doesn't... How much do you guys want to bet that Chance doesn't get the claw marks on his back? He doesn't get the crazy Miss Carmack. He gets the, I have a headache tonight, honey, and I really don't feel like it. But that little boy, oh yeah, it's off to the races. Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. And think, I was born in the wrong decade. I dreamed of a hot teacher railing.
Oh, yeah. I did, too. I mean, remember Van Halen? Hot for teacher.
Hot for teacher.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is this decade. I mean, we get like 20 a year, it seems like.
Yeah, it's growing.
Probably 20 plus.
It's growing long. Yeah, larger than that.
Those are the ones that got caught. Think about the ones that didn't.
Two daughters, Sophia and Quinn. I said if I had a daughter, I'd name her Sophia.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite hobby, cooking and outdoor activities. Fun fact, I am left-handed and come from a blended family. I am one of 7 siblings. One thing you're looking forward to this year. I can think of some things. Creating opportunities for students to find success in math. Man, I bet that was her best fucking student.
How about 3 fucks times 5 fucks equals how many? I know this one.
After implementing growth, yeah, something grew, mindset strategies that they'll use to better approach mathematics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they approach mathematics all right.
Huh. How many inches? Well, I'm going on 8.
Clifton Carmack's plea is the latest turn in the sickening case, which began when a student witness reported the relationship between the teen and lackey high school math teacher last December. The witness showed cops the photo of the victim's torn up back. Torn up back.
Oh, I'm sure it's not that torn up.
Which Clifton Carmack allegedly mauled when the two had sex in the witness's driveway.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
The husband was probably cooking and... ironing.
Yeah.
Keeping everything nice and tidy.
Either that or he's working his fucking ass off.
Or working his ass off.
And didn't even know a damn thing was going. She,
you know, that's the way it goes. It's always a catch-22 in the married life there. Not everybody. You know, there are faithful women. They're probably more faithful than unfaithful, I would say. But, yeah.
Right now, there's more unfaithful than faithful.
You're either not making enough money or... You're making too much money because you don't have time to give her attention, so she finds it elsewhere.
I guess so. Yeah. That's exactly what's been going on. Remember Drax said that a lot of these married women would hit him up on these adult sites, these adult friend finder sites, stuff like that, because they'd say, well, my husband's a limp noodle and he doesn't do anything. You know, that husband's probably busting his fucking ass providing everything that she has.
Probably worked his libido into the ground.
Yeah. And she probably yelled at him and all kinds of other shit.
But I wanted the blue car. Like, fuck you, bitch. Matter of fact, take my extra pill. Real you.
The math teacher, a divorced mother of two, had gotten into trouble with school officials before for getting too close to the students, the witness added. Hey, don't we remember this from Lust Theory? Yeah, it's in Lust Theory. Because when you're with that teacher, the teacher says, oh, I'd already gotten into a situation before at my other school, and I don't want to get into another. But here we go. Man, art imitates life. So, she also often wore revealing clothing, like low-cut shirts and tight leggings.
Fuck yeah.
Damn!
I guarantee you, I would never show up absent. I'd never be absent from school. Like, why are you here, Matt? You say school... No, I'm here to learn.
Well, you just... who gives a shit? Yeah. Clifton Carmack denied the relationship when detectives caught up with her on December the 8th of 2023. Cops confiscated her phone and eventually found text messages illuminating the risque relationship, court documents said. She took off just before Christmas, allegedly heading to Texas so she could visit family. But a roommate said she'd moved permanently and weren't sure if she was coming back. In January, the Garden Ridge Police Department arrested her in Carmel County, Texas, and charged her with first degree endangering the welfare of a child, second degree statutory rape, sexual contact with a student, and fourth degree child molestation. And that was in January. And they let her go back to teaching?
Well, I mean, he learned a lot.
Creighton, the boy's dad, was also arrested in January on the charge of endangering the welfare of a child after another witness said they had told the teen's father about the teen's action. That's his father.
He was too busy giving them high fives to teach him a lesson.
Shit, yeah! He simply said he knew about their sexual relationship, documents said. And he also knew that his son and the teacher used students to serve as lookouts, particularly when they had sex during school hours.
Oh, shit. You can't be having people walk in on you. You gotta do something now.
The man knew of the relationship of his minor child and the 26-year-old teacher, and instead of reporting the information, he continued to cover for them and even allowed it to continue, and even allowed Haley to come over to his residence to see the victim while he was present. Boy, I bet he did. I wonder how that went. Prosecutors said.
Like, she probably, sounds like a trap, but then, of course, she sees him, no, it's not a trap.
He also reportedly told a witness he would lie for his son if he had to.
What? You keep opening your mouth too fucking much. Keep telling everybody. He lies, so proud of my boy. Fucking the teacher.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
He's the one that got him caught. He's really giving it to her, too. He said, if we're good, maybe we can Eiffel Tower her later. I don't know.
Demi Moore gags at the thought of filming indecent proposal love scenes with Woody Harrelson. Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
I tell you, Leverbush ain't no...
Yeah, I know.
That bipolar really...
Let's see. Ohio. We don't care about that. Now there's a bakery poll. I don't care about that. I guess the bakery people said that Kamala should win or some shit.
Why? Because they're retarded?
Yeah, because they're retarded.
I'll tell you, I have a fellow security officer at work, and she wants Kamala to win because she says Trump's racist. I was like, how is he racist? So he said this. I was like, did you not see the full clip? You only saw the 5 seconds that they put on MSNBC.
That's it, yeah.
I like, if you listen a little further, he goes on to say that she's a chameleon, which basically she tries to be the race that she thinks is going to get her the most votes.
Absolutely.
She'll talk with a urban accent when she's trying to get black
she
votes.
She talked like a robot in the debate.
Because she had an earpiece. They were
showing. They said she had the earpiece, and they're denying it, but I don't know.
The thing is the earring. It's the earpiece.
Yeah,
and then she's wearing the same damn thing.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, it couldn't have been." No,
believe me, she ain't got a chance in hell. And she still didn't have any substance.
Like, no,
she didn't answer one question.
It felt like robot shit. And and Trump was actually giving
he was giving answers of what he would do. She beats around the bush. If you want someone's going to beat around the bush till they get elected and then not do jack shit and make it worse, go ahead by all
means.
But I remember Trump's last term, and if they hadn't been on him his whole presidency, there would have been so much more he would have gotten done, and he got a lot done. Because, shoot, we were working at Walmart and we had money.
Yeah. I don't have that now.
I can't hardly buy anything.
Can't buy nothing.
Buy a few items, it's $100.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I had a small little bit of groceries, and it run me $83.
I'll tell you, I'm eating a lot less,
Shit, yeah. So, don't need that Ozempic when you don't got to eat.
No, I mean, yeah, she'll take care of that for you.
So, anyway, she was on here saying, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and Trump says to her, you've been in office for 4 years. Why haven't you done it yet? And it's a very good fucking point.
And believe
me. Some of you guys are, across the pond. Think about it. If you've got a person in office that's basically running, because anything you know about Joe Biden, this guy was pretty much doing nothing in office.
It was pretty much office and Kamala.
Yeah.
So
Kamala was handling a lot of the decisions that went down.
She is just as guilty as probably Obama.
And she's
like,
Obama. Yeah. So all these people are getting together to say
they've had proof that he's been heavily involved.
Sure he has. And what I'm saying is, all these people are colluding together to try to do what they've done. Oh, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. You've made things 10 fucking times worse than it ever has been. Our fucking whole damn shit is... I don't even want to work there anymore. It's gotten...
Nobody does, I heard.
Nobody. We lost four people in a week.
In a week?
In a week.
Damn.
We had two nurses that wanted to come in and thought they could get some easy money. And
nurses.
We had one was a home. One was, they were doing it as a second job. They thought they could make some easy money on the side.
Should be making enough money being a nurse.
Well, one of them had several, both of them had several kids. They were in their 40s.
Yeah, now I was doing, what was it?
Like, one was a nurse and the other one was a CNA.
And
I
was in the medical field around 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses at the Little Rock Hospital were making nearly $30. And that's like the low end, not the LPNs or the head RNs. It's like starting out base level nurse, $30 an hour. That was 2010. Imagine what they're probably making now an hour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, though, we had
one of them was make. I don't know. She was a home health nurse, so I don't know what home health nurses make.
Well, that'd be pretty good.
But I know that this one, the other one, was a CNA, and she was making $19 an hour, and they couldn't schedule her along
and
with
CNA,
her nursing.
You don't
stuff.
Have to have. You have. I think you had to have a certificate.
You do.
You go to college. And
you do.
Do that.
You yeah. And she did all that, and she said, you know, and both of them left because the first one. Basically, our boss came in, and I mean our boss, the manager, she started getting real loud, and the woman literally said, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, because she left. She's got it too easy in the nursing field.
Yeah, she said it's got it way too easy. It's like, I'm not going to do all this. And then after that, the other one, she didn't show up for about 3 days. Last time I saw her, she said, well, they can't schedule my CNA with my
with this job.
So, I'm just going to stay with the job that makes more money. You know what I told her? I said, I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
Go ahead. Stay with what makes more money. And that's what she did. And then we had another one that got fired. And then we had another one. They called him three times. He never came. They fired him. They called him three times over a period of like an hour or two. Didn't know what was going on with the guy. And he got fired.
No call, no show.
That's almost like that. Yeah.
I mean, what? Yeah.
What job allows that?
You can't let anyone get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's bad. It's real bad.
But then it falls on y'all.
Yeah, falls on everyone to do extra work. Yep. It's absolutely the fault. Yeah. It's ridiculous because my boss is actually good. Both of my bosses are good bosses. Oh, yeah. I'll be honest. Both of the bosses I've got are good bosses.
Our town and I'm not gonna name.
Yeah, I know. It's a piece of shit.
It's a shit. It is very hard, far and in between, to find people that actually want to work.
Yeah.
Because it is, clearly, shit. I've had my family, friends, everyone say it is the shittiest Walmart they've ever shopped
at. It is terrible.
They'll ask for help, and someone will say, I'm on break, and walk off to the back, never come back. And, I mean...
I work in hell, folks. You see why I'm trying to really bump up that comics channel, which is up to 312. By the way, if you guys like comics, please check out my YouTube channel, Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. Now, yes, if you're on, just let me do this quick.
Go for it.
Okay, since you guys are on BitChute, yeah, you're seeing it on BitChute and you know MGTOW.TV. I know they're trying to crowdfund a new server. Which is great. They've actually made more than enough money, but, you know, if you want to donate to them and help them get a new server for MGTOW.TV, that's also something you need to check out. So, anyway, they're trying to get a nice 50-terabyte server, which would be nice. But anyway, guys, what I was trying to say is if you like comic books... And a lot of you do because I've been reading the comments on the YouTube channel. And I got a guy from India that said that I did some of the best narration he's ever heard as far as my boys' comics were concerned. And I was like, oh, that's great. And we're up to 312 and we're growing and we want to continue growing.
Oh, yeah.
And I've opened up a Patreon. Now, this is not a Patreon for the adult content. Also, there is an announcement I want to make about the adult content. We will continue the adult content for as long as I am able to give you adult content in this country. Right now, things are getting really rough with adult content. I will continue to bring you the AVNs and the Arrowgate that you love. But if something ever happens and I am no longer allowed to bring you that content, we will rebrand everything as Grimm's Dungeon of Comics.
Of course,
everything will be
do
comics.
An email where they can send questions and all.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But everything will be rebranded. So basically, what I've done is I have taken out any mention of this stuff from the YouTube channel. So it's all just going to be comic focused on there. We really want you guys to support that. Like, subscribe, share, tell others. There's no real political stuff on there. It's just comics. And I'm working really hard on it.
I do more shows.
And try... Also, the Patreon is now www.patreon.com/Grimm's Dungeon of Comics.
Please donate if you can. It helps. And you'll get to choose what comics we do. The people that say, hey, do this, are the ones I'm going to listen to because, you know, they're giving me money. So that kind of, that's kind of a voice. It's like, hey, I'm donating to you. I want to see this comic or that comic. Well, okay, they might get to pick the comics because they're donating. That's supporting, like, supporting me. Supporting, they're supporting me. So that's going to help. It's, I mean, I'd like to be able to do this, you know, and move into audiobooks or
don't
something like that.
Don't make Graham start selling his dirty bathwater now.
Shit.
I heard that does pretty good.
It's getting,
places.
Yeah. All right. So, Kentucky Route Zero and Stray Publisher Annapurna Interactive has collapsed with the entire staff quitting en masse. So basically what happened here, guys, is they were having a debate. Well, they were having a meeting about spinning off Annapurna Interactive into its own company, which is currently owned by Annapurna Pictures. And apparently talks fell through with Megan Ellison, and everybody said, fuck this, I'm out. And they are still going to do Control 2. So people that are looking forward to Control 2 is still going to happen. It says it right here. Recently announced partnership with Annapurna on the future of the Control series is unaffected, as the deal was with the parent company Annapurna Pictures and not the Interactive subsidiary. So it's rough. This is the Stray devs, guys, if you know. Another one bites the dust in the gaming industry. That's what we've got as far as that's concerned. Okay, so what do we have also? Okay, so the Internet Archive has announced a new feature alert when you can access archive web pages directly through Google search. So basically, conduct a search on Google. Next to each search result, you'll find three dots. Clicking on these will bring up about the result. Within the panel, select the More About This page to reveal a link to the Wayback Machine page. So, my site is dead, but you can bring it back and look at all the old pages through Wayback. We know because I fucking backed them up personally, and other people have backed up my stuff. Even stuff I didn't want backed up is backed up, and I don't even care that it's backed up. Let it stay. So, all right, what do we have next? Japanese fans are unhappy with Square Enix's decision to censor female characters in Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake. Everyone involved should apologize at Akira Toriyama's grave. Like their Western counterparts, Japanese fans are furious over the discovery that Square Enix's upcoming Dragon Quest III HD 2D has censored legendary series artist Akira Toriyama's original female character designs. How dare they! In addition to the previously reported changes made to the game's female warrior variant, which see her given both a tan undershirt and a pair of shorts to wear under her armor, a recent batch of screenshots has confirmed that Square Enix will also be censoring the design of the female Gadabout class. In the upcoming remake, the blonde bombshell sees her collars and cuff replaced with an armband, the pointed top of her corset being given an extra piece of fabric to cover her cleavage, and the once high cut of her bodysuit expanded to cover her thighs.
You prude.
Further, her alcohol bottle accessory no longer bears its whiskey label, instead appearing as nothing more than an unlabeled brown jug. As of writing, it is unknown whether it contains any actual alcohol or something more child-friendly like hot sauce or milkshakes. Notably, while the first change was ostensibly due to make her legally distinct from the officially copywritten Playboy Bunny outfit, the latter two are clear acts of what can only be described as puritanical censorship. So, and there's the female Gadabout as she appears in the Dragon Quest remake, the female Gadabout in the original. So see, here's the difference. There, it says whiskey there, and it doesn't say anything unless it's just on the side. They've...
I hate to tell you, that's a growler if it's not a whiskey bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so it's beer.
Well, she was a bunny girl, and now they've changed her a little bit. To no one's surprise, upon their reveal, Square Enix censored female designs were met with a wave of backlash from the franchise's Japanese fan base. with many even going so far as to declare the Warrior and Gadabout's updated appearances to being outright disrespectful to the late Toriyama's legacy. Why are you doing this? At Spider 2044 proclaimed as machine translated by via Deep L. Why would they do this to a female warrior in a remake of Dragon Quest III, one of the milestones of the Japanese bikini armor culture? Everyone involved should apologize at Akira Toriyama's grave. If you're going to give in to the political correctness, don't do it with his designs. Ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
The Dragon Quest III remake. They had the original design for the female warrior, but they deliberately made her underwear and censorship and changed... They made her wear underwear and censorship and changed the design, wrote 9mm Canon. Don't you think that's disrespectful and rude to Akira Toriyama? No wonder people are saying the costume change of the female warrior is an insult to Toriyama Sensei's design. I understand that there may be some restrictions due to the times, but you can't you make them a little more stylish? It's so lame. They could have increased the area of the armor or something. I don't mind the reduced exposure of the female warrior in the Dragon Quest III remake, but couldn't something be done about the fact that she is so devastatingly lame? Question at Sisiplin. Toriyama-sensei is going to be mad at this. Others question why, given the fact that the female warrior made her debut earlier this year in the Dragon Quest Walk Rewalk mobile game, wearing a costume more closely in line with her original appearance. Square Enix chose to institute this bit of censorship in the first place. Rather than putting on some weird skin-colored cloth, I think they were able to create a cool, curvaceous design while increasing the skin area with armor, like in Dragon Quest Walk, at Ri-Riam tweeted. Walk came up with a design for Dragon Quest III's female warrior that is appropriate for current times, but it's not good enough? Question, Torihiro Kono. Yep, that's the walk version. And in a bit of an unfortunate pixelated hilarity, others still couldn't help but point out that thanks to Square Enix's redesign, the female warrior's in-game sprite now looked like it was sporting a massive set of male genitalia. As explained by No Name Agent, it's cute and looks like a penis.
How's it cute?
Well, that's just Japanese person. Sorry, but in the pixel art, it looks like there's a big dick attached. At Rita.com, likewise observed. No more than the underwear thing. What's with the position of the armor? It's weird if it's not growing anymore. Does that mean Square Enix is considering the possibility of a futanari? Uh-oh. The person's gonna get... Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake is currently on track to hit shelves on November the 14th. Yep, that person's getting hard already. The more people vote with their wallets, the faster these companies will learn their lesson. Westerners don't want this censorship. Easterners don't want it, but the woke investment firms invested in Squeenix want it. Kind of perverse that companies that are supposed to be about making money are the ones demanding the things that lose money. Then again, they wouldn't be woke if they weren't perverse and self-destructive. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it till it happens. Square Enix Ethics Department offends my cultural sensibilities, therefore I demand it be shut down.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they're going to do it for the LGB, the alphabet people, whatever, they should start accommodating people that are, I'm sure, more than 1% of the population.
Okay, Resident Evil creator thought the studio he helped form would be safe as long as they continued to make Hi-Fi Rush games, but Microsoft shut it down anyway. Let's see. I thought that the studio would be safe as long as they continued to make Hi-Fi Rush games. That's one of the reasons I left Tango Gameworks, he explained, so I was surprised when the studio was closed down. Of course, PUBG publisher Krafton struck a strategic deal to acquire both Tango Gameworks and Hi-Fi Rush. He adds, I was reminded if you make a good game, someone will pick it up. The hard work of the Hi-Fi Rush development team led to a new chapter for the company. I think that for a development studio, making a good game is more directly related to survival than making a popular game. So there you go with that. Not much to say there. So, I'm not going to read this all because I don't care about the turf shit, but Brianna Wu has explicitly said that she is trans after all these years. She says, part of why I'm coming out as trans is we need a smarter, more honest conversation. Is there a social contagion to being trans today? Obviously. Activists are putting out reckless messages talking about transitioning as though it's innocuous and it will solve all your problems. It won't. You should not transition unless you really, 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 really have to. Now, this person... So, this person I really don't give a fuck about, like Elizabeth, I don't give a fuck about this, but they're saying that somebody that's warning people that, hey, maybe being trans isn't the fucking best idea, is a slap against trans people. No, because the detransers will tell you all about it. They will tell you all about the horror stories.
But they don't tell them how irreversible it is.
Yeah, it's irreversible. You can't fix this shit.
Yeah. If you watch that, What is a Woman, it had that one lady at transition. She said she's mostly likely not going to live 5 more years because of some of the shit they did to her.
No. Okay, there's a mushroom learning to crawl after being given a robot body. I think this is dangerous. We shouldn't be making shit you fight in a role-playing game. So basically, engineers have created a new type of robot that places living fungi behind the controls. The biohybrid robot uses electrical signals from an edible type of mushroom called a king trumpet in order to move around and sense its environment. Developed by an interdisciplinary team from Cornell University in the US and Florence University in Italy, the machine could herald a new era of living robotics. Living systems respond to touch, they respond to light, they respond to heat, they respond to even some unknowns like signals, said Anand Mishra, a research associate in the Organics Robotics Lab at Cornell. That's why we think, okay, if you wanted to build future robots, how can they work in an unexpected environment? We can leverage these living systems, and any unknown input comes in, the robot will respond to that. Different inputs, such as ultraviolet light, resulted in different incomes for the way the robot moved. A video of one of the mushroom-controlled robots shows it moving slowly across the surface by pumping its robotic legs. Another biohybrid robot uses a wheeled system in order to move around. Combining this mobility with a fungi's ability to sense chemical and biological signals could prove useful in a range of applications, according to the researchers. By growing mycelium into the electronics of a robot, we were able to allow the biohybrid machine to sense and respond to the environment, said Rob Shepard, a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Cornell. The potential for future robots could be to sense soil chemistry and row crops and decide when to add more fertilizer. For example, perhaps mitigating downstream effects of agriculture like harmful algal blooms. Details of the biohybrid robot were published in the journal Science Robotics in a study called Sensorimotor Control of Robots Mediated by Electrophysiological Measurements of Fungal Mycelia. It is not the first time a living organism has been placed inside a robot body, though the use of mushrooms could offer a major breakthrough in the field of biohybrid robotics due to their ability to grow and survive in harsh conditions. Previous experiments have included an artificial worm brain placed inside a Lego robot, which was able to recreate the creature's movements and intentions. Earlier this year, researchers from Massachusetts Institute of Technology created a machine that was integrated with living muscle tissue in order to sense and adapt to its environment. Nobody has commented. People are like, what the fuck?
How long did the worm live in the Lego?
I don't know. That's
until it dried up. Oh no, the Lego got stuck in the sun.
Alright, hold on. Since I didn't want you to see that, we're going to go to this. Alright. After 3 years, over 731,000 in backing and production companies purchased by Crunchyroll, Dirty Pair's English dub Kickstarter is still yet to be fulfilled, and it's doubtful that it ever will. Whether through sheer incompetence or outright negligence, after 2 years of production time and over 731,000 in crowdfunding money, fans have still yet to see the fulfillment of the Kickstarter campaign for an English language dub of the original 1985 Dirty Pair, and at this point, wonder if they ever will. Launched in October 2021 by the now defunct anime video publisher and distributor Right Stuff Inc. through the Nozomi Entertainment production arm, the Let's Dub the Dirty Pair series campaign sought to accrue 275,000 order properly dub each of the series 24 episodes. To this end, the campaign promised backers that a little over 75% of the project's funds would be used for the dubbing, production expense, and for rights clearances, while 15% will be used for the production of materials, media, and packaging, and the remainder will be overhead, working capital, fees to run the project on the platform, royalties, and a little something for our hardworking staff, though no word was given on how they would use the remaining approximate 10%. Aside from the English dub, all other production would be completed in-house, they further explain. We already have all the source materials required in order to do the production and have the approval to do the Kickstarter project from the Dirty Pair Production Committee. And in particularly unfortunate bit of copy that did not age well given the current status of the project, amidst Nozomi Entertainment's various assurances regarding their production, the Dirty Pair was to promise a document and the ongoing project updates, how the production and approval process works, and be transparent about its status. To the surprise of few, between the series' overall popularity and the admittedly impressive backer rewards, which range from a complete dual audio DVD Blu-ray set consisting of every Dirty Pair anime production and their respective Japanese and English dub tracks, holy shit, to light up character standees, fuck the standees, to a full... Standees are... What? Yeah, I got bunches of them. Okay, a standee. It's like a little sticker. It looks like a sticker that stands up.
Yeah.
I think they're really cheap because a lot of companies are trying to do them for box sets when they usually do a figurine. Yeah. Now they're like, oh, we'll just give you this little flimsy.
No, do a figurine. No.
Yeah,
don't
they're
cheap out.
Because they already did this. Matter of fact, let me show you what my bitching is. My bitching has a point, guys. I will show you why I'm bitching. Let's see. Okay, I don't know. Let's see if I can find it. It should be here. Right here. Nope, this one. Alright, so we're gonna look at this. Alright, here we go. Can't really see it too well. Here we go. Set of four main character standees. So instead of giving you their little...
They're kind of like my keychain. It has the wife from Blackbeard's Recall.
I mean, that's okay, but... I think we'd rather have figures, especially of these characters.
I mean, don't cheap out.
Especially of these characters. I mean, yes, they're giving you a shadow box and the glyph decals and the stylus and the hand-drawn. Yes, these are hand-drawn maps by Jeremy Parrish. You got a steelbook, double-sided poster, art prints, the complete soundtrack of all the games, a Jonathan and Charlotte soundbite keychain, and a game cheat case keychain. And I'm bitching because... Those.
Well, how much you think they're charging for all of
them? $199.
Yeah. Give them figures.
Don't give them figures. Them
cheap fucking shit.
Give them figures. Like, I'm sorry.
If it's something
I want
to. They can make at their house. They
can,
they don't
yeah.
Want
Dude, they
that
can
shit.
Make this shit on a 3D printer. Because
oh, yeah.
I've seen
well, I mean,
it done.
You can make the figures on a 3D printer. But you want someone else's creation sometimes.
Like, I've seen it done. So, but yeah, anyway, they were talking about the standees to a full-on cosplay costume of the character. Oh, wow. Full-on cosplay costume of a character of the backer's choosing. That'd be weird if you were a guy. The campaign quickly blew past its initial funding goal.
Look how I look in my dirty pair.
Well, the characters look like this, so
oh,
yeah, that would probably
it's definitely a mid-dria.
You got some fat guy,
Mongo angry.
Okay, let's see. The campaign quickly blew past its initial funding goal, all in all, closing its doors with a total of $731,406 to put towards bringing the original animated adaptation of Haruka Takachiko's eponymous light novel series. I didn't even know that. To dub preferring audiences. Or preferring audiences. And there's no such thing as preferring. And though the Dubs production started off on a strong foot, as most things do, with Nozomi Entertainment both regularly updating backers as to their progress and even managing to bring Dirty Pair OVA Yuri voice actress Jessica Cavello and ADV Films Dirty Pair Project Eden K voice actress Pamela Lohr back to reprise their respective roles, with the latter even coming out of full-blown retirement to do so, things slowly but surely started going off the rails when August 2022 was announced that Sony had purchased Right Stuff and all of its subsidiaries and planned to merge their operations with those of their already owned anime arm, Crunchyroll. Addressing this ownership change in a campaign update, Nozomi Entertainment assured backers that everything on the project is still being handled by the Nozomi team, and nothing about the dub or the Blu-ray release will be affected by this acquisition. To make matters even more uncertain, that same month being the originally scheduled release window for the aforementioned Blu-ray, and thus the unofficial completion date of the overall dub, it eventually came to a close with the Dirty Pair dub nowhere to be found. In recognition of this missed window, Nozomi Entertainment eventually informed backers that the production delay had been caused by scheduling conflicts regarding its cast. However, they did not provide any alternative release plans. And sadly, it seems that they never would, as though they would continue to provide semi-regular status updates following the May 2024 announcement that all the audio materials are now complete, the company went completely radio silent regarding the dub's production. As to where the project currently lies, while official details remain unknown, a cursory investigation returns less than reassuring results. Per Anime News Network and Media OCD, a disc production company best known for their work on Discotech's various releases, founder Justin Savakis, digging through LinkedIn, several producers that were working for Right Stuff are no longer with Crunchyroll as of June. Summarizing the entire situation, Savakis added, their last update was end of May, so either it's completely finished or CR has decided to junk it all. Who knows? Unfortunately, while this is assuredly disappointing for Dirty Pair fans, it also does not bode well for mecha enthusiasts, as given their handling of the sci-fi series dub, and it's unlikely they'll pull through on their previously promised Blu-ray releases of Macross Frontier and Macross Delta. Guys, just watch the shit in Japanese. I'm sorry, it's not gonna happen. I love these series, you love these series, it's not fucking happening, watch the shit in Japanese. I'm one of the backers for this project. The initial delays are blamed on various aspects of the dubbing process, including the audio director apparently catching COVID a few times. This was especially annoying to those of us who did not care about the dub, but just wanted this for the remastered Blu-ray. Yeah, if the Japanese release of the remastered version had English subtitles, I would have just purchased that. Then they just stopped giving any specific reasons for the continued delay. Once Right Stuff was consumed by Sony Borg, I feared the Dirty Pair project was hosed. I hoped that since the project was supposedly close to completion, that contractual obligations would make them finish it, but that seems to be another hope devoured by Sony Borg. I hope they at least offer a refund. Crunchyroll ruined it for everyone more upset on the Macross thing, though. Instead of bad comic book companies, someone maybe Eric July or Vox Day go make a company to license anime and manga. Good. I feel bad for those who lost their money, but at the same time, I've been a fan of Dirty Pair for decades, and I don't want anyone defiling it. Especially not some current year useless anime company. Let it rest in peace. I agree! You can watch Dirty Pair at a lot of places. I've got all of Dirty Pair, and I plan to watch it. It's actually on the list. It's soon on the list, because I was watching my 80s. However, at the request of Hoshioni, who I'm talking to on another server, he said I need to watch Overlord. Have you watched Overlord?
Are you talking about the zombie?
No, the one where the isekai where the villain wins.
I need to see it.
Yes. So I'm going to start watching that because I went to Temu and I bought some more figurines I didn't need, and there was one for only, it's not, I don't even got it yet. I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
But it's gonna sit right there on the thing next to next to
which figures to get.
I got the one with the horns. The girl with the horns from Overlord.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, I wanna be familiar with Overlord before I buy this. So I did. I don't wanna have stuff.
You're
in,
still not familiar with it, you ain't watched it.
Well, by the time it gets here I will have watched a few episodes.
You probably watched season it exists?
Maybe a season. There's only one. There's more than one. There's three. There's four. There's a lot.
All right. Well, I'll have to look it up when I get home.
I haven't told it was great.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you definitely have it on your Crunchy, so don't even worry about that.
Well, I'll be looking it up. I need to type it in my phone so I remember to look it up.
All right. So, we've got consciousness. Oh, we're not going to deal with that now. More girls are starting their periods younger than ever before. Scientists think they finally found what's causing it.
What is it? The hormones in the chicken?
It might be. I was going to go over this one with Empress, but we'll go over it here. While most... We might go over it with Empress and you. I could just have a... I can do Empress tomorrow. We'll see. While most 10-year-olds and her peer group were swapping stickers, collecting toys, or seeing friends, Millie Watmore spent days each month hunched over in pain due to her period. While the average age of starting menstruation in the UK is 12... Oh, man, this beer is stout, bro.
Yeah, it's a meal in a bottle.
God damn. I feel like I shouldn't be eating it. Drinking it. While the average age of...
I bet you can make Guinness bread. I bet that'd be so fucking good. You know, and I hear in Europe, people drink it so often that they go ahead and put vitamins and minerals in it so they get their nutrition while they're at it.
Damn. Oh, yeah, they do. Well, I mean, a lot of people go to the pubs. Some of you guys across the pond, you go to the pub all the time, don't you?
You see
the guys, you talk about the woman you have or the woman you don't have and don't need, right? And I said, you know what one thing I don't have, boys? What? A wife. And they say, you don't need one.
That, but I love her.
Oh,
she's a good woman.
You don't need one.
Well,
all you need is a good tall glass of brew and you'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. We changed the world with our songs. The Beatles we were, yeah. Ooh.
Well, most 10-year-olds in the peer... And I was definitely doing Albert's voice just now. While most 10-year-olds in the peer group were swapping stickers, collecting toys, or seeing friends, Millie Watmore spent days each month hunched over in pain due to her period. Ouch. While the average age of starting menstruation in the UK is 12, damn, Millie is one of a growing number of girls who start their periods young. She was 10 when they started, which created problems, especially at school, and not only due to her painful cramps. I couldn't concentrate all the times in lessons as I was anxious about standing up in case I'd leak through my clothes, she says, now 17, from Worcester. And such experiences are becoming more common. According to research, girls are increasingly starting their periods younger than ever before.
You know why? Too much Worcester sauce. No.
Worcestershire sauce. Hey. It's good on burgers. A study published in May found that while women born between 50 and 69 started their periods at 12 and a half years on average, those born between 0 and 05, the average was 11.9 years, reported the journal JAMA Network Open. Okay, so the Harvard University researchers behind the study found that the proportion of girls starting their periods before the age of 11 had increased from 8.6% to 15.5%. That's actually quite a big raise. And while the proportion starting their periods before the age of 9 were still tiny, fewer than 2%, they had more than doubled during that time frame from 0.6% to 1.4%. They said the childhood obesity, a growing epidemic in the U.S., and I wonder why, could be a contributing factor as well as diet, psychological stress, and environmental factors such as endocrine disrupting chemicals and air pollution. While these are U.S.-based figures, experts say the same trend has taken place in the U.K., and it's a trend, they say, that brings a host of problems for girls. According to a new report, 11% of teenage girls in the U.K. found their periods made them feel as if life isn't worth living. Good Lord! The survey by Well-Being of Women, a women's reproductive... I swear to God, they're... This is just another one of their fucking population control bullshit methods. The survey by Well-Being of Women,
your
a woman's...
Your period feel too much like a period? Well, get it turned off.
Reproductive health charity of 3,000 UK girls aged 12 to 18 found that 20% said their period left them bedbound. And 43% unable to eat or sleep. Jesus, they're trying to kill these kids. Even more concerning, the Harvard study found that earlier onset periods are associated with adverse health outcomes, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, spontaneous abortion, i.e. miscarriage. That sounds like population control to me, doesn't it, folks? Spontaneous abortion.
I know, but spontaneous combustion.
Shit, maybe soon.
You never know.
People just might start fucking blowing up with these damn elites. Premature death. So why are girls getting their periods earlier? Oh, premature death! Isn't that the one they want the most?
Premature death.
Premature death. Yeah, just up.
Not death on time. Less, it's premature.
Less people to worry about, right?
Yeah.
There are multiple factors involved. Says, well, that's what they
Well,
think.
You know, the globalists.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The elites. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
There are multiple factors involved, says Dr. Tanya Adib, a consultant gynecologist at the Leicester Hospital in London. It's predominantly down to diet and nutrition, specifically that people are eating more calorific foods and eating more in general and becoming more overweight as a result, she says. Fat tissue produces the hormone estrogen, high levels of which can trigger the pituitary gland in the brain to produce hormones that stimulate the ovaries to start the menstrual cycle earlier. During wartime, when food was scarce, young girls didn't have as much body fat, so periods started later. But that's not the whole story, and doesn't explain cases such as Millie's, as she isn't overweight. Dr. Adib, I've been calling him Dr. Adlib, says there is a research which suggests some hormone-disrupting chemicals in the environment may be involved, such as phthalates or bisphenol A. Huh, I wonder, may be involved, are involved, as Alex Jones would say. These chemicals are used in plastic production and are thought to have an estrogen-like effect, she says.
They're turning the frogs gay. I've seen it. You've seen it. We're all going to hell in a handbasket.
They're also found in furniture, children's toys, fabrics, and cosmetics. Genetics is another factor, said Dr. Shazia Malik, a consultant gynecologist and UK medical director of gynecological whatever fucking company day. Mothers who started their periods early tend to give birth to girls who start their periods early, too. These genetic influences mean the brain signals the release of sex hormones earlier than usual. Genetics could have played a part in Millie's case, as her mother also started her periods age 10. Even so, Millie was in shock when she saw that she started bleeding while staying with her father. Her parents are divorced, because of course they are. I saw the blood and panicked, she says. I hadn't learned much about it at school. I was also at dad's house. He didn't have any sanitary towels. It can be traumatic for a girl to start her periods while she's still in primary school, often before parents or teachers have talked to them about what to expect, says Dr. Adib. Bleeding for a young girl is quite traumatic, and girls age 9 are not often mentally mature enough for these body changes, she says. I didn't start mine until I was 14, so I was quite prepared for it. But if I'd started at the age of 9, I think I would have found that upsetting. Back at home, Millie's mom talked her through what to expect and went to school to talk to her teachers. Even so, navigating school while having her period wasn't easy. There were no bins in the girls' loo, so I had nowhere to put my sanitary towels, she said. I had to use teacher's loo, which was embarrassing at that age. Millie's periods became heavy, and once age 10 and in year 6, she leaked through her school summer dress, not realizing until someone told her. I had to go and get a spare dress from Lost Property, she recalls. It was mortifying, especially as no one else in my year group had started. At night, she had to sleep on a towel to prevent leaks onto her bedding, but as time passed, her periods got heavier. Leaks on the bedding and clothing became more common. Her GP prescribed transexamic acid, a medication used to treat heavy bleeding during a period. It works by reducing the breakdown of blood clots, making the flow slower and less heavy. Yeah. I was told the medication would stop me bleeding as heavily, but might make my periods last longer, says Millie. Dr. Deeb says there are other options to help girls with painful periods, such as mefenamic acid and NSAID. It's fairly mild and it'll take the edge off the pain, but won't make the periods later because it's a fucking NSAID. That's what it does. It just gets rid of the pain. It's like taking an ibuprofen. But there's a slight anxiety on the part of GPs in prescribing the pill in young girls.
Oh, youngins? Oh, them youngins. Oh, bleeding like horses. They are.
There seems to be a slightly higher incidence of depression and psychological issues in young girls on the contraceptive pill that we don't see in older women. Dr. Malik adds, the pill should not be our first line of defense against period pain or heavy bleeding, as it comes with increased risk of blood clots, weight gain, and mood changes. There's also an association between adolescents who take the combined pill and lower bone density as adults. Wow. So, this is really fucking crazy.
I wonder what natural remedies they could have for.
Fred Cyrix reveals he kissed 10 girls in just 15 days on a school trip to England as he recalls falling in love with the country. So here we are. Chad at 52 confessed during a school exchange trip to Stratford-upon-Avon. He fell in love with England after kissing 10 girls in just 15 days. I was 14 or 13. I was there 15 days and kissed 10 girls. In France, I couldn't kiss as many girls as that. So suddenly it was like, wow, this is a paradise. Honoring one of the special ladies, he added, one girl I kissed, her name was Belinda. When I came home, my parents had bought me a guinea pig. I called it Belinda. So there he is now talking about he's.
Did she look like a guinea pig or something?
So see, here's the thing. He was around back in the good old days. It's not the good old days anymore. Gentlemen in the UK, how many girls have you kissed since you got here, huh? Not too many. I've seen the stats.
You learned that, Joanne.
Sorry.
I thought I had a speaker's voice.
Oh, I do. But, especially when I've had a little. But like I'm saying, no. Guys, seriously, when you came to the UK, and some of you guys are in the UK, I've ever met you, how many girls have you just had run up to you recently? Oh my God, you're so gorgeous, can I kiss you? No, that doesn't happen, does it? Not anymore. They're like, oh my God, don't touch me, you horrible person.
It was just the thing to do.
It was just the thing to do in that time. Well, he's 52.
Oh, like to...
He is 52, so it was a fairly different time.
The 80s.
Yeah. See, there were better times at one time, folks, but we're not in the good times anymore. We're past the good times. So, All right, guys, that I think is gonna be the end of the show. Yeah, we're at the end. So. We're sorry, you know, it's a little short, but we'll catch up with some more talk when I have the Empress on for the Empress Hour.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Later.
Enjoy the decline.